Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield, to Knightstown to Greensburg. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Decatur County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Time to play.
Is it racist?
Now, if you're not familiar with this game, maybe you're tuning in for the first time. Here to explain the rules is AOC.
Is it racist? Is something racist, yes or no?
Thank you.
And I love the fact that it's two flabby middle-aged white guys that get to decide if something's racist or not. It's my favorite.
Is it racist to say that race-based curriculum doesn't need to be taught to your kids?
Like CRT?
Right.
What are you talking about?
So a lot of people say, well, your white privilege is showing. How dare you say that teaching about race and ethnic studies is not something you want your kindergartners to learn about? But is it racist if a black woman says it? Because this takes us to what's happening in Minnesota.
I saw this, yeah.
This is a black mother's desperate plea to the school board about voting no on CRT on the classroom studies of young children in Minneapolis.
My name is Kathy Monska. I'm an attorney, wife, and mom to three boys, two of which are in high school. This bill requires that schools teach ethnic studies starting in kindergarten, and I am against this. You might ask, why in the world would a black person speak against ethnic studies? Because not everything that sounds good is good. The definition of ethnic studies right there in the statute says that there is a connection between a person's race and their stratification. The bill tells kids of color that they are stuck in a caste system based on their race. It also tells kids, and I quote, that institutions chronically favor white people and disadvantage people of color. I'm sick of everyone denying the enormous progress we've made in this country, acting like it's 1930. We used to have a race-based system. We got rid of it, and now you're all trying to bring it back.
Wow. Whoa.
And that's from a black mom in the school district in Minnesota.
Yeah, I don't want my kids growing up thinking they're victims the entire time. Imagine growing up and being a minority and being told you don't have a shot because of racism. You don't have a shot in this country because of systemic oppression. It's not, just not true.
Right. And that was the message from this mother. Here's a little bit more.
Just last month in my high schooler's band class, the teacher took 20 minutes at the beginning of class to talk about anti-racism. He told the kids to look around. And then he said the black boys in the school would likely not live to retirement because of racism and the police. Another furious kid of color recorded this conversation. And so I was able to hear it for myself with my own ears. If this law is passed, teaching this hopelessness to kids of color will be mandated starting in kindergarten. And I can see why you white proponents of this bill might support it. It's not your kids being told that they can't succeed, and you get to shed some of your white guilt in the process. I ask that you please vote against this bill. Thank you for this opportunity.
Boy, she flipped the script on them, didn't she?
She eviscerated those people. Wow. I mean, it's one thing if we say it. It's another thing if someone of color says it.
Right.
And it makes total sense.
And by the way, if you feel like that type of crap is being taught to your kids, because in that second clip we played, you heard the mom say in her high school students' class, it was a 20-minute speech on how the black kids will never retire because of racism and the police. If any of that crap is being taught to your kids, let us know. Reach out to us here at the Hammer and Nigel Show. Reach out to Tony Kennett, who comes on with us every Wednesday. We will absolutely address it. We'll have conversations about it. So talk to your kids about what is being taught in the classroom. One more, is it racist for you, Nige? CNN's John Blake wrote an article at CNN.com that says, if you are a white person and you use a meme or a GIF on social media that includes a black person, you're racist, and that's called digital blackface. Digital blackface.
I'm not sure I've heard that terminology. I've never heard that.
Of course you haven't, because it's ridiculous and stupid.
And
that's
somebody
why.
On CNN said it, right?
Digital blackface. So if I share a meme of like Samuel L. Jackson being mad because I'm mad that Tennessee got beat or I'm mad that the Pacers got beat. I'm showing digital blackface.
I would say probably if you want to be taken more seriously as a journalist and highlight instances of actual racism, this is not the way to do it. This is how to get people to roll their eyes and just say, yeah, okay, whatever.
So if you've ever used the GIF of 50 Cent pulling up in the car, smiling and driving off, you might as well be in the Klan, according to this CNN reporter.
So ridiculous.
So stupid.